Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 17th week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline to concur or not concur in amendments from other House to general bills and constitutional amendments has passed, and the deadline for introductions of local and private bills that are not revenue bills has passed. The deadline for final adoption of conference reports on appropriations and revenue bills, and the deadline for conference reports on general bills and constitutional amendments to be filed is Monday, April the 29th. Approved by the governor, use tax expenditure calculation, Senate Bill 2492. On Thursday, April the 26th, Governor Tate Reeves signed Senate Bill 2492 into law. This measure revises certain provisions regarding use tax funds distributed to municipalities and counties for infrastructure purposes. Due from the governor, College Foundation Ad Valorem Exemption Measure, Senate Bill 2697. Senate Bill 2697 is currently due from the governor on April 29, 2024. This measure revises provisions regarding property belonging to College Foundation. Senate suspends rules and introduces a concurrent resolution to address PERS and education funding, SCR 548. On Thursday, April 25th, the Senate chamber, through a rule suspension, introduced SCR 548, which suspended the rules of the legislative process to allow for a new legislative introduction to address the revision of PERS and public education funding. Note, within the language of this resolution, it is proposed that the PERS 2% employer's contribution rate that is scheduled to take effect July the 1st, 2024, be rescinded and shall not take effect. Instead, it proposes a 0.5% rate increase for the employer's contribution rate to take effect on July the 1st of this year from 2024 to 2028. House and Senate adopts conference report for repealer extension regarding inmate medical cost measure, House Bill 757. Both the House and Senate chamber has voted to adopt the conference report for House Bill 757. This measure will extend the repealer to year 2027 for the mandate that mandates that counties shall not be responsible for no more than the Medicaid reimbursement rate regarding pretrial detainees, state inmates regarding medical costs. This measure will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.